This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to it. It is Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, it is the best tea in the city. And here we are. Hey, is it still wrong to get down on the first night? Hashtag sex first date later. Is this true? I am so old school, I am shocked. Hey, I no, Shem. He's shocked. And like I said, I always say, and were you listening on Friday when we talk about the future of radio? Now I'm curious, eh? I read and I just observe and I listen out. And that's the thing about me. Even when I read comments and tweets, I try and read between the lines to see what is it that, what am I getting from here that not everybody else seems not to be getting. And like I said, I've been on that checking what Tumisol has been doing, and I think he's doing well. That whole dating with Tumisol and running with Tumisol, he's doing great work. Unfortunately, yesterday he wanted to join us, but he was in a training session, so he couldn't. So, but thank you so much, Tumi, for allowing us to even tap into your, social power, so to speak. So that's what we spoke about yesterday, the whole dating scene. And that also led to today, that, you know, it seems gone are the days where you had to go on multiple dates with someone before making it to the bedroom. Gone. These days, apparently, it's not a fact. You can only make it a fact by proving it right. Apparently, it is straight from a date to the bedroom or bedroom before the date. Pumozo even says, listen, the bedroom will tell me whether we need to date. Pumozo, the girl. Yeah. But it's a winning formula. Reality is there's no right time, right? To have sex with someone. Some say, why wait? Only for you not to like it? And by that time it's late, you're already emotionally vested? So, is it just easier to get it out of the way so that you can focus on the other aspects of the relationship, which is the hardest work? The emotions, the sapio side of things, you know, the honesty, the consistency. Eh? Why wait before finding out if you're sexually compatible with someone? That's the assertion. Hence I said, apparently. So is this true? Apparently, the dating game has long changed. How it changed, she makes the first move. She will hint at you. Huh? Today, they say it's hashtag sex first, date later. Do you now get down on the first night? Well, my brother, when? And I'm particularly saying this to you because apparently you're very slow to catch the fire, man. Do you still believe you need to go via a date to get to the bedroom? Sisters, yes, you go. The next voice note may just make you lose control of a car if you're driving. And if you're writing and keeping minutes of a meeting, be warned. Fasten your seatbelt.
Well, Spotman, my relationship started about 5 years ago. In that very same order in the bedroom first, and we've been going for about 5 years now, and we're still going strong. We even have a baby, so I guess, yeah, things have changed, and it has worked for me in my regard.
Is the voice.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
3 teaspoons on why hashtag sex first date later. I suppose the stigma around first date sex is outdated. Getting down on the first night used to be seen as cheap and loose. Not anymore. Apparently, it is liberating because what's more important is the emotional connection you will have with this person, not so much how they rock your world in the bedroom. Not that it's not that important, but get it out of the way. 2, it is part of the process. Sometimes waiting too long for sex can lead to deep disappointments. Better find out early if you are a match than wait. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on why hashtag sex first, date later. Sex is not going to make or break a relationship. Not this time. Because sex has always been used as a bargaining tool for a very long time, or the elephant in the room. It was used as a peace offering to a large extent. It even led to a lot of failed relationships. So some the people who are in this dating game, some are returned soldiers, and they know how it feels not to have enough of it. So this is not going to be the elephant in the room. Get it out of the way.
Apparently the dating game has changed, JJ.
Wow.
Like I said, apparently.
Apparently.
Is this true?
I'm not too sure. I know we date a lot. We date a lot, Uncle T. And if you're saying what you were saying earlier, that you test drive and then the rest follows, I guess you just have to then suss out which ones are actual potentials. Because we date a lot, you can't be test driving everything.
You date a lot?
I date a lot.
So when, and I'm asking this seriously.
Yeah.
So what will then be your measure? How you vibe? How you connect?
How you connect? How you vibe? But remember, in the one of the other topics we had, we spoke about red flags and all.
Yeah.
And one of the things I wanted to find out was, do you have medical aid? Do you have a whole long list?
Yeah.
So that takes time to get to know somebody. I wish. I act like I'm fine, but deep down I wish I could test drive. But I don't know. Traditionally, I do not feel comfortable with that.
So it's more of a mental block than anything else.
Yes,
right?
It's a mental block because you don't want to waste.
But if you had it your way, if you could deal with the mental block, you'll test drive.
Yeah, why waste time and get disappointed down the way?
Mm-hmm. Why waste time and get disappointed along the way?
Ah,
You know what the problem is, Uncle T? The problem is that when people are test driving, you keep test driving the same styles over and over again with the same people, hoping for different results.
Mm.
If you are saying, I'm a person, I'm sexually liberated, these are the things I want to try, how test driver kamu? Test driver the toys. How test driver kamu? Test drive something else. Because the last thing you want is to catch feelings for a person and then alias the horizontal term, and now your feelings are involved.
Yeah.
Or like you just decide to yourself, okay, I'm gonna test drive it now, and then you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you feel like, oh, I must hold on to it. Hey.
Bob the builder.
Clim.
Don't start with Bob.
Walk away. It's okay to walk away and go test drive. The dealership didn't get the most South African egg. You.
I was like, what? Please, daddy. Eh? Sex first, date later. Bari is the norm. Confirm or deny?
Tabo, mamela, ne? I it changed it came like seriously it changed it tabo shame abo putting me leba pagamisa masoyis. It's bad. Agusena lady elinandaba noguti uhamba ngani uzongikhiphunga sekuphi. Hayi ngempela. True. Umjolo uqale e bedroom. Mangabe kuyasebenzeka and we are both happy in the bedroom, then we can take it out to a restaurant, or you can even buy me ice cream, whatever. I don't care, because I mean, ladies of today, we can afford these things. But there's only one thing. Ego witasinayo vele siyayifuna kubo. So if you cannot dish that one, hadi bobuti sebenzani bo boy, sebenzani abo girl bayanidinga. Thank you, Tabo.
Bo boy, as we're talking about sex first, date later. Before you say, "Hi, me, I'm old school. Me, I'll never do that." Mamelam.
My relationship started about 5 years ago. In that very same order, in the bedroom first, and we've been going for about 5 years now, and we're still going strong. We even have a baby, so I guess, things have changed, and it has worked for me in my regard.
Out of it.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Sometimes it works. Sex first, date later. Sometimes, we are better. Because sometimes the sex is on point. Mare, motu, the other department wa baila, and you're on some. I know how very who I am. Sometimes the other department da America, mare, the sex doesn't work. Leha ozama ho, okay, sharp, I will DIY and whatnot. Ah, you end up just letting go, because it's not working.
Oh, but not easy. Hey, Mindros.
Bafu.
Okay, now, Tim.
Good,
but in a slow blind alone, hey.
No, there's nothing like that, Uncle T. The game, it's not changed. It's been like that since. I mean, now I'm already married with 14 years.
Okay.
When we started dating,
yeah.
The first date, Uncle T, like a very Zatuma.
Hi.
Mashela, after that, I'm cutting Sontweni, Sabuya Ndambama, Emotweni, Jewa Velo, Ashona, Jewa Manga, Kwalina, Nene, Fitch.
Hi. Sabapi. Yes. Sabuya Sontweni.
Yeah, 14 years down the line, you married.
Mtate.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Mtate.
No, actually, she was going to the meeting in 17. Mina ngangithuma in 17 ukuthi kuzoba yi holiday yang 24 za September.
Yeah.
So the guy she takes in and then I was driving, crossing by, and then she waves, and then ngapake bus stop, and then she came.
Jesus.
That was the that Saturday yakhona.
Yaqala inkathazo emnani.
She went she went to the meeting waphuma ngo-1, went to have lunch. From lunch ngambuza ukuthi, and then from here where are you going? And then she said, no, I'm going to the church, and then I said, I'm coming with you to the church. And then after church, zwaduma.
Asiyena esontweni bafithi.
Hey, Uncle T, for me, it's about let's date first, let's go out for coffee, let's chat, let's have a conversation first before we heat the bajora, as you put it. So that should we not connect intellectually, there's nothing else that we can do, you know, in the bedroom. So let's rather connect first intellectually. Let's see where we are, let's see where our minds are first before we can say that, okay, maybe we can take this further. You know, but let's go out for coffee first. Let's have a conversation. Let me have your mind. You know, let me have your mind first before I can have anything else that you possess. That's just me.
Feels like an interview, though, right? And maybe it should be, right? Monday.
How's it going?
I'm good, man.
I'm good, my brother.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey. I can honestly say this actually eliminates the lie that we normally tell. At the end of the day, because you see someone, you don't know anything about this person,
yeah.
But there's something that attracts you to that person. Yeah. And to be quite honest, as a guy, it's mostly the looks,
yes.
And what you see in a person.
Yes.
And you know very well what everyone loves. But that's a lie that we tell ourselves. Feelings and everything come later, probably. So at the end of the day, it's an advantage for guys. But hey,
I can't
remember.
Mara, that's why they say when they are the ones, first men on the ball, if they make the first step, the first move, then they are in control, so to speak.
Well, if they view it that way, then let's go, Baba. I mean, I don't have a problem. But Kina, as guys, I'm sorry if I'm speaking badly about guys, but at the end of the day, there's this thing of love at first sight. I've always viewed it as a lie, you know, which there's no such. You say something, you like something, you know what you want out of that thing. So at the end of the day, for us as guys, it works to our advantage because you know very well, I'm on an age, because in your mind, you already are there as a guy. So how you actually end it after that, I am sorry.
All right, Monda. Yes, Akil.
Uncle T.
Sure.
It's a very interesting discussion we're having today. I'd like to add my 2 cents on the matter. So, from experience, I've learned to adapt now and engage well. Women are more assertive, and you would find that the sex now and date later is mostly proposed by women. And when it was first proposed to me, I was shocked, you know, because there was this whole trail of thought, a big corner, which, you know, a woman don't give it up on the first date and all of that, or the first time nibonana. So I found that more and more women are embracing that,
And it's, I don't think it's really a problem in a sense that if a person really wants what they want, then go right to go to the upfront and go on. And that's my two cents on the matter.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.